Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams, man with the golden voice. Or thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. This is not Scott Spears. This is Matthew Morgan. Scott Spears is...
Hey, it's Scott, and I won't be able to be live with you in the studio today as I'm out on assignment, so we've prepared a...
There we go. I apparently forgot to boot that show out of there. But Scott had to take care of some things, so he should join us in the next hour, maybe sooner than that. But he should be back for the, at the very least, the next hour. But I wanted to talk about, I figured we'd start with the politics, this hour, as I would like to save the football for my show. Donald Trump has made a, by the way, I mean, if anybody has anything they'd like to say, feel free, 740-383-9944, the phone lines are open. Now, Donald Trump has a, committee of peace. I don't know exactly what he calls it, but there's a lot of, I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what they do. I don't think they've done anything yet. But it's an interesting kind of group, the peace committee that Donald Trump's got going on. I think it's just called the Board of Peace. But, yeah. So Trump has this Board of Peace, and I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. They're trying to, I guess, oversee the peace deal between... Israel and Hamas. I don't know exactly what they've been doing with all of that, but there's quite a few people in there. But also, I don't know exactly. I haven't seen the I don't know the layout. I guess the how that works. But to my understanding, from the articles I've read, and somehow, in some way, I guess Donald Trump was like the final say of the peace board. So I don't know how that whole thing works, or what he, Donald Trump being he, feels like he's gonna do, that he couldn't have all just done with, himself and the others that... I mean, I'm sure there are other countries that want the war to end, so, you know, I think he could have got, I'm sure there was a different way to go about it than founding this Board of Peace or whatever he calls it, but no, I thought that was interesting. There's some interesting names on the board. I'm trying to find the list. I had them previously, but for some reason I lost them. I thought I had saved them. I had not. But I mean, I know that, Jared Kushner's on there, his, son-in-law. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, so Trump's son-in-law is involved in it. I guess he's also involved in, just things in the Middle East, in general. He also has Steve Witkoff, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East. A former UK Prime Minister, Marco Rubio. There's a lot of people in here. Apparently Elon Musk is an advisor. Interesting. I did not know that until now. I looked at the list prior, but I guess I must have missed that one. I was unaware that that Donald Trump and Elon Musk were teamed back up to any extent. But, no, that's interesting. So, yeah, no, there's a lot of people on here. I do believe Russia was also invited. Russia has said that they, I guess they're just going over the intricacies. I don't remember the exact quote the spokesperson gave, but I'm pretty sure they basically just said they were going over the intricacies and would, get back with them at some point. I don't know that that'll happen. You know, I don't think Putin quite likes, because it would put, I was trying to think about how it was laid out, but I can't recall. But either way, if it does something, I guess that's better than nothing, but it would be nice if they didn't need a whole peace board. I mean, a whole bunch of other people have already gotten it. I mean, there have been invites sent to other countries. They sent one to Canada, I do believe, but I think Trump revoked it. Okay, yeah, so Donald Trump is the chairperson and serves as the founding chairman with permanent lifelong authority, and he holds exclusive authority to invite countries, veto any board decision, and appoint his own successor. So, there's that. I don't know that that's great, but I don't know. There's a whole bunch of Trump people on the board anyways, I suppose, so I don't think it would have made a difference. I'm not sure how the UK Prime Minister got involved, and there's also some, like, Qatari people and some CEOs. We mentioned Elon Musk. I think the CEO of Apollo was also in there. I can't think of his name. But, so yeah, there's a Trump, like, peace board that is apparently trying to get peace in Israel, but I don't know that they've done anything, actually. So, I don't know. That's interesting. But also, I wanted to mention the Russia. So Putin, Zelensky, and Donald Trump had a meeting. I guess not long ago. It was a few weeks ago, I think. I just heard about it recently. Apparently, there was Trump. You know, they said that it went well, but there's no actual, I mean, I don't know that it actually did anything as far as going towards ending the peace or ending the war in Ukraine. I think Putin's going to do what Putin ultimately wants to do. That's kind of been his, status quo. So I think he'll probably keep doing that. I don't think Putin's a dumb guy. And I said it when the election was still going on. I'm pretty sure that Putin would, given the opportunity, walk Donald Trump in circles. I don't know any, like, the conversation that happened. It was just, Trump said it went well. Trump, speaking of, has upset some European countries, as he had mentioned that some of the troops who were sent to Afghanistan stayed back a little bit. The quote is, some troops stayed a little back, a little off the front lines. And that upset, a lot of the veterans and their families, understandably so. And Europe. I mean, it's upset a lot of European countries. There are also a lot of NATO. Prince Harry, I do believe it was, had made a remark out against this. He was rather unhappy and said that basically the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in Afghanistan deserve to be respected. And I think that's probably fair. I don't know what Donald Trump is an interesting kind of fellow to me. I think the only thing he wants in his entire life is to be loved by people. And I don't think he quite, like, most of what he does, like, baffles people. I don't understand what he's going for, really. He likes the awards, and he likes to be honored. He got the Nobel Peace Prize, but, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, whoever handles that. I know Norway has a part of it. sorry. Cough there. But I know Norway has a part of it. That's why Donald Trump is not quite happy with Norway. But they said that you cannot, Nobel Peace Prizes are not transferable. But I think it was the Venezuelan opposition leader who had it, and she's the one who ended up giving Donald Trump the Nobel Peace Prize. He seemed pretty happy about it. Big old smile on his face. Same thing with the the FIFA Peace Prize, when he got given the FIFA Peace Prize, I think he put it on the stage, and it was like, oh, I'm gonna put this on right now, and then he, you know, put it on, and I don't know. He was happy. He was a happy guy then too. But I'm still not sure how that whole thing went, because there were people who called for, like, how the voting worked, and other people who were nominated, and who the judges were, and things like that. Like, international boards, I guess. I don't know exactly. Don't remember exactly who, but I know a lot of, maybe Human Rights Watch organization is one of them. They've been keeping a close eye on the Trump immigration policy. Things like that. So, I think that, I don't know. Like I said, he's an interesting kind of fellow. I don't know exactly what he's trying to get at. I mean, he seems to want to be loved by everybody, but then he does, like, the thing that nobody wants him to do a lot of the time, and it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, I guess that's, you know, whatever that is. Oh, by the way, it is cold outside. I know that's random, but it, you know, I was not, I mean, I knew it was going to be cold, but, it was cold outside. 4 degrees right now. 4 degrees. I was not, ready for that. But, you know, we persist, I guess. I was told that, well, not told, I think I heard it on, I don't know, maybe the Blitz, I don't remember. But it was definitely the Blitz this morning, now that I think about it. But they had mentioned that, they had, like, I don't remember the exact numbers, but they were, like, I can't think of the word. Essentially, they're gonna put a whole lot more snow plows on the street, and they're gonna work like, you know, 12 hours. I don't know. I don't know that that's gonna be that bad. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on what weather app you're looking at. Some of the weather apps I've seen say like 2 to 4 inches, and others are like, you know, like 6 to 9. So I don't know how that whole thing works. Maybe they're just picking, like, a different time of the day to estimate it on, but I don't know. I just think that was interesting, that they, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they do this every year, and I don't know how often we get these big, big winter storms. I guess we'll have to see when this storm comes as to compare it to others, but I was unaware that they had snow trucks running like like that. That's a lot of, it's a lot of time right there. So, you know, if they are actually somehow managing to work 12 hours, that's a lot of snow plowing. I have a lot of respect for those people. I like to drive just as much as the next person, but snow plowing for 12 hours straight sounds brutal. for some reason, I feel like I have, I don't know, something in my throat. But, there was also, speaking of Donald Trump once again, we have airstriked another ship in the Pacific, I think, this time. Which I do believe was the first one since we captured Maduro. I was trying to find out where. But, yeah, so we're back to doing that now, I guess. Which, I'm not quite sure how that works. I mean, the lady said that, the lady being, I think her name's Rodriguez, she was the vice president for Maduro currently, I do believe, is the one in charge of Venezuela. But she said that she was ready to make oil, because I think they nationalized their oil company. she said that the Venezuelan oil companies were ready to make a deal with I guess, American oil companies and America. But I don't know that the deal's come yet. The oil companies at one point, I do believe, were saying that they didn't want anything to do with it. But I know that at some point they did have, like, Chevron and whatnot. They had I don't know exactly what over there, refineries maybe oil pumps, something like that. And it was nationalized by Venezuela, so I think it's reasonable to not want to go back. You always run the risk of just getting it taken again, but I wouldn't think that'll happen this time, because last time we captured Maduro. But I don't think it was like, you know, bang bang, but it certainly didn't help. I'm sure of it. But yeah, so the jeez. There was an airstrike trying to find out where it just says transiting along known narco trafficking routes in the Eastern Pacific and was engaged in narco trafficking operations, the military wrote on X. I didn't know the military had a Twitter. That's interesting. I mean, I assume they have a Twitter, but I didn't know that they would just make PR on it. Or press release, maybe. Well, I guess that's PR. Look at that. Anyways. But, yeah, so there's that. Another boat blown up in the Pacific there. So, I'm not sure about that. We've also seized more oil tankers since then. Again, I'm not sure what the logic is on that due to the fact that the Venezuelan oil companies said that they were willing to make a deal with the U.S. oil companies. So, there's that. I don't know that that bodes well for making a good deal. Maybe it does. I don't know. Maybe it's like strong-arming politics. But, nonetheless, I don't think that that's a great idea. A lot of the world is rather unhappy right now. Also, Trump had, I don't know if I've mentioned this, I don't know if I've been on since this, but Trump had said that he's ruled out military intervention in Greenland, which is, that's good. We don't want military intervention in Greenland, but he still stands by the fact that that the United States needs Greenland for national security. We've been good friends with Greenland for quite some time now. I wouldn't be surprised that if we just asked, well, I mean, at this point, probably not. I mean, you know, we might have, that ship might have sailed at this point. But, there was a fair chance that should we have just asked Greenland to expand our military operations, they wouldn't have cared. I mean, we have military bases over there, I'm pretty sure. I mean, we've been, it's, I don't know. We've been using it and, well, friendly with Greenland for quite some time. And, like I said, it wouldn't surprise me if they just would let us expand the operation should we want to. But I guess that's, like I said, ship probably sailed at this point. But I guess something is in the works. Something's always better than nothing, I suppose. And so long as there's no military intervention, that's always a positive. So, there's that. We are now 30 minutes past the hour. If you have anything you'd like to say, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, I think that, I don't know. I just think that the state of things right now tends to be pretty interesting. But I think that most people probably feel that way. But nonetheless, there are some things happening here in town also, but I want to, we can talk about the, the gubernatorial race first. There's also a Senate race going on. I don't know that we've spent any time talking about the Senate race. John Husted is being, I don't think he's not being primaried to my knowledge, but I do know that John Husted is running against Sherrod Brown. So Sherrod Brown is going to be back in the race. I didn't think he'd get out of politics. I figured there was a decent chance he might run for governor, but obviously that did not happen. I think Sherrod Brown versus John Husted will be a good race. I don't know how most people feel about John Husted, but I know that he's not exactly the most popular of people. But neither is Sherrod Brown at this point. I mean, the election cycle for him last time around was rough. He lost to Bernie Moreno. But I don't think Trump has a Trump-backed candidate this time. I guess he could always back Husted. But, I don't know. The election last time was pretty rough for Sherrod Brown. I think that... I don't know, I think that it'll be a good race. I think that, I haven't heard really anything about it. I mean, there's been a lot of news about the the gubernatorial race, but I haven't heard anything about the Senate race other than the fact that Sherrod Brown really got in. So I don't know. Sherrod Brown's a bit of an older fellow at this point, but, I don't think Husted's a spring chicken exactly. I don't know. I think it's interesting. I don't think Husted, I don't think that Sherrod was ready to be done with politics. I think that was pretty evident. Otherwise, I don't think he would have run again. And, I don't think anybody wants their last race to be a... I don't think anybody wants their last race to be a loss, but I guess everybody's gotta stop somewhere. Sorry, I got a AP alert here. I was trying to see what this was all about. I was trying to... I don't know, I can't skim and talk at the same time. So, I can look at this later. But, it's a... I'll tell you the headline. Trump stirs talk of quote-unquote new world order as leaders signal shifting global alliances. So, there's that. I do know that the Canadian president, prime minister, that they've been quite unhappy with Trump since tariffs and whatnot. I don't know. The Liberal Party did win Canada again, so I don't think it made much a difference to Canadian politics, really. So there's that. I don't know I was gonna say I don't know if it's beyond repair. I'm sure we could repair our relations with everybody, but I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they being the rest of the world, like Europe, tried to become a little more self-reliant. There have been times in the past where America has thought about leaving NATO, or maybe has left NATO. I don't recall 100%. But I know that Trump was talking about, how he was unhappy with NATO at one point in time. So, there's that. So, I think that the countries in NATO, I don't think they're going to form another alliance or anything, but I think they'll probably, boost their military spending or something. We'll have less, good for them, I guess, but, we'll have less, influence. I don't know if that's the right term, but they'll need us less, and we'll be less of a good ally, I guess. But also, I think that the fact that the whole tariffs and those kind of things, I think it kind of backfires to some extent. I think you're just gonna push people to trade with other countries other than the United States. And, your main options are going to be Russia and China, and we're not really friendly with either of them. So, I think that, given the opportunity, we should probably try to, I don't know, chum up with the rest of Europe. Again, well, I don't know. I guess we're not part of Europe, so I don't know why we'd say the rest of Europe. But I think we should go back to trying to be friendly with everybody. I don't think it's really our spot to be global peacemakers or whatever Donald Trump is trying to establish here. I know that I know that it's been called neo-imperialism, I guess, but I don't know. That's a bit of a strong word, but I did talk about last week, I do believe it was, about how Trump seems to be on some kind of like manifest destiny path, or I think it was called manifest destiny when the westward expansion, and then we went to war with Mexico and that whole kind of thing. It seems to me like we're on another step of that, to some extent. I mean, obviously you can't. The world's a bit different now. There's not a whole lot of, like, direct conflict, usually. There are some, obviously. We, you know, war in Ukraine and things like that. And a while back, India got bombed by Pakistan. I don't recall the exact exchange. But, so, I don't know. It's a different kind of place right now. But, like I said, I mean, there's not a whole lot of open conflict. Usually it's, like, subversive, that kind of thing. Or political backroom, that it's a whole different kind of thing now. But I don't know. I think it's awfully interesting that after Maduro got captured, that the vice president that took over the country ended up immediately trying to befriend Donald Trump, which I guess is not a bad idea from her part. I mean, if I just watched the dude who was the country's leader get scooped in the middle of the night by Delta operators, I certainly don't want to be captured in the middle of the night by Delta operators. So maybe you would be a little more friendly with the U.S. But I don't know that they were really warmongering before. I mean, there was a whole speech that Maduro gave before we captured him that, you know, he was basically, I don't remember the exact words, but he basically just said, like, you know, read my lips, I want peace, no war, something like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was obviously not trying to get into a armed conflict with the U.S., which is probably a good idea. I don't want to be, the U.S. to be involved in an armed conflict. So I'm for that, really. But I don't know. Like I said, it's interesting. If anybody has anything they'd like to add to the conversation, or just anything you'd like to say, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. But, by the way, yeah, I wanted to make sure Trump did withdraw the invite to Canada, for the Board of Peace. I'm not 100% sure why, but, okay, he made the announcement on Truth Social, by the way. Dear Prime Minister Carney, he wrote on the Truth Social platform on Thursday night, please let this letter serve to represent the Board of Peace is withdrawing its invitation to you regarding Canada's joining what will be the most prestigious board of leaders ever assembled at any time. I don't know about that. I mean, the United Nations existed, or the United Nations exists, the League of Nations existed. You know, I mean, NATO's a pretty big conglomerate of countries there, so I don't know about that. I mean, I guess if you stop all the world wars, then maybe we'll give it the prestige, but I don't think they've done much to stop anything. Also, I did mention that Trump had voiced his support for the Iranian protesters. And I gave him a bit of credit for that, but I don't think he's really done anything to actually assist them other than telling them to keep going. So I think it might be a little bit of a, false, I don't know. Maybe, Well, I mean, I guess that there was a protester. I don't know. He might be a journalist. There was a guy who was being held captive by the Iranian government, and there were fears that he was going to be executed, and I guess Trump talked him out of it somehow. I guess they just told him there'd be consequences if something like that happened. But, so, there's that. I don't think there's anything actually that's happened. Oh, by the way, Carney did respond. Mark Carney, Mark Carney is the president of, Prime Minister of Canada. And his response was, Canada lives, oh wait, no. Trump said Canada lives because of the United States. That was part of his, some speech he gave, or some letter. And then Carney responded, Canada doesn't live because of the United States, Canada thrives because we're Canadian. So, good on him, I guess. Oh, and yeah, look at that. I didn't even realize that, but yeah, Carney announced a new strategic partnership with China on a trip to Beijing last week. Look at that. Drove Canada right into the arms of China. That's good stuff, isn't it? See, I just don't understand a lot of what Donald Trump does, I guess. I think he doesn't quite think things through a lot of the times. But, you know, we're here for it, I guess. So, yeah, okay. I wanted to just make sure that was, well, thinking and make sure that was it. We talked about the Senate race. Amy Acton and Vivek Ramaswamy, that race is going, you know, about as well as I guess it could be. I do believe Amy Acton is in the lead in the polls, but only by a couple of points, depending on which one you look at. And a couple of points is not hard to make up. I do believe, in comparison to the polls to the election of like Hillary Clinton, I think they like Donald Trump's poll numbers were off by like something like 6 points. So you could always make it up, and there's always a chance. You know, there's no guaranteed wins in politics. So there's that. I don't think there's really anything else to say about that. I mean, we've talked about the race pretty extensively on this show. So there's that. Dick Celeste was the one not long ago, former governor of the state of Ohio, talking about, well, I guess Amy Acton. He brought up, we talked about a bunch of stuff. So there's that also. That's a good interview. You should give that a listen sometime. As far as local stuff goes, the Ayers Ratliff trial has I guess started at this point. They, to my understanding, have selected a jury. I don't think that looks great. I mean, you know, on anybody involved. I mean, anytime you look up anybody's name who's involved in the case, I think you're gonna get some kind of something about it. So that's not great. And considering there is also, I do believe, a lawsuit against the prosecutor's office, the prosecutor, and then, like, individuals named in the office, I think that, you know, should this, depending on how the trial goes, I think that's going to be end up being a fairly big story. And I think the outcome of the trial will end up being a fairly big thing. Either way, no matter the outcome. But I guess we have to wait to find out how that goes. I don't know any of the specifics of the trial or anything like that, so just have to hold on and wait to see how that whole thing shakes out. Miranda McGinnis, the city auditor, has resigned. In her resignation letter, she mentioned poor mental health. That's rather unfortunate, but I think that she probably did the right thing. I mean, you gotta take care of yourself before you take care of anything else. So that's, you know, like or dislike her, it's never good to. It's never good to get to a point where you your mental health is suffering. I think that goes back to the toxic work environment or hostile work environment. Sorry, I don't know that. I think Jason's mentioned times on here before. Maybe some other people. The mayor, I know. I mean, I don't remember Twyla's quote, but apparently a whole bunch of people gave quotes on it. The only article I found with a quote was the mayor, and he was basically just rather happy that that the auditor is gone and that now they can get the city's finances back on track. I don't know that that's quite going to be how it works. It's a nice thought. But, I mean, you know, when Miranda came into the office, she was already behind in work. There were things not done that should have been done, and things like that. And now, it's, you know, to my understanding, worse. And we have the fiscal caution, the state auditor. We have to submit a fiscal recovery plan to the state auditor's office. Should they not like the fiscal recovery plan, they, I guess, are going to come in and be a little more hands-on in fixing the city's finances, which, you know, I don't know, that bodes well for Marion if the state has to come in and fix the things. As of currently, the mayor has said that he has a list of people who he is interested in, but he hasn't given any names. And as of currently, Martin Watts is the interim auditor as we wait for that. Now, Martin Watts was also the interim auditor when Robert Landon resigned, and then was also, under Miranda McGinnis, the deputy auditor as well. So he's got a lot of experience in the office. I'm not sure how many staff are in the office at this point. They had to let go of the payroll clerk, to my understanding, they let go of the payroll clerk. So I think that whoever ends up getting that job is going to be in for a lot of work. Now, there's nothing wrong with work, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but there's a quite a bit of stuff that needs to happen. So, there's that. I think that, I don't know. I mean, as much time as they spent beating Miranda McGinnis over the head for whatever they opted to for that night, I don't know. I think that should the auditor who comes in next, I don't know. I don't think they should be beating people over the head. That's not great. I mean, going after people is not very good. It's not a very good thing to do, generally speaking. So, there's that. I say there's that a lot. I just realized this. Well, that's good, isn't it? It's always good to be self-aware. But no, so I mean, I think that the city has been interesting. I still haven't been to a city council meeting. I don't recall what happened with last week's, but I know this Monday I missed it due to I had to work over. And then I ended up actually driving past City Hall as everybody was leaving, so I would have just missed it. So, there's that. But I do plan on being at the next one, so that's good. I do believe I am free then. So I'm interested to see how the city council works now with the new council. I haven't seen them do anything in person. I have watched some of the lives, but live streams aren't. It's not quite the same thing as being in the room, listening to the live stream. There's a lot more random noise somehow in the live stream. I guess those microphones maybe are really good. Like, you can hear people whispering, you can hear papers ruffling, and it's a whole different thing. And you don't get nearly as good a view of the council, the administration, or the audience. And I think it's interesting to be able to read the facial expressions of the people at the meeting. I think it's a good tell, maybe, is the term for it. But I'm interested in seeing how that whole thing works. I don't know who... I know that the most tenured person on there, it would be Aaron Rollins. So that's always nice, I guess. I don't know how many years he has. I know that Jason had quite a few. But no, I mean, I think that it's... It's an interesting time right now. There was for a long time it was thought that the county had a pretty or was, you know, doing pretty well, but then all of a sudden apparently the county's also has money problems. And I can't see it being an income problem for the county. I mean, they have all kinds of business in the county. I know the county is pretty big though, but they got to be just spending a lot of money on things. I would like to see the budget just to, you know, take a gander, see what's up with it. But I don't know. I guess they've got us to this point. If you have anything to say, feel free to call on. We have about 7 minutes left in this last hour here. 740-383-9944. Like I said, last 7 minutes of this first hour, and I do believe that we should be joined in the next hour by Scott, so that'll be good. So stick with us. I haven't given an advertisement, I guess, promo. But you can listen to this station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at, you can listen on the live tuning app. You can get us there. You can get us on the website, www.wwgh1071.com, and at the bottom of that page, there is a play button where you can listen live. I do believe on most, if not all smart devices. I don't want to say all, because there's a lot of smart devices. But most smart devices, however you're listening now obviously works, so keep it up. You're doing great. You don't want to miss this show. So, oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that we still have some Christmas stuff in here. There's nothing on the walls or anything, but we have a big old, like, cardboard, it's like a Coca-Cola Santa Claus it's like a Coca-Cola display, and you got the Coca-Cola Santa Claus, and he's holding a Coke in his hand, and so there's that. I don't know why we have... and still have Christmas stuff out, and we also have the Grinch over there, and the Grinch has been holding that helium, or I guess it's air, I don't think they put helium in those, but it's been holding the air quite well. It doesn't look like it's deflated at all, and it's, you know, it's almost February. So, that's a good balloon right there, good quality, I guess. But, yeah, if you have anything to say... Have about 5 minutes left here, 740-383-9944. Well, we covered a lot, I think, in the 45 minutes or so we had. Talked about Trump's Board of Peace, and talked a little bit about the people in there. I don't know what they've done as far as actually attempting to make peace goes, but Donald Trump is the chairperson with, I guess, lifelong authority. And veto powers and sole power to invite people and things like that. We talked about, well, I guess we talked roughly a little bit about the meeting between Zelensky, Putin, and Trump. I don't know where that went. I haven't seen any results from that, other than articles being written about it, but they don't even really know, because nothing, I guess, came of it. I don't know, we talked about quite a bit. So, nonetheless, I don't quite understand. I mean, I don't know. We could just... I don't know what Donald Trump's foreign policy plan is. I mean, I think a lot of the times people probably are trying to build influence, and I think that's, you know, understandable, I suppose. You know, like or dislike the building of influence, I'm you know, it's at least reasonable. It makes sense. But it seems like we are actively just pushing the allies apart, and, you know, we haven't done anything to make anybody quite like us. That's all. It's all been, I don't know, it's all been rough. I don't think we've gotten any good press foreign. I mean, he stood up, I think it was a meeting at the UN, I don't remember, and said that the European countries were, I don't know, like, going downhill and that, I don't know, stuff like that. Just an, oh, and the escalator shut off on him. And he was really upset about the escalator getting shut off. So, I think that's rather interesting. Just sometimes, some of the things he does don't make a whole lot of sense to me. And, how's it going? It is cold out there.
There's an update. It's cold.
It is cold.
What a weather update that. How's the show been going?
Oh, I think it's been going pretty alright.
I heard a little bit. You're talking about the weather.
Oh, yes.
I told you, we all love to talk about the weather.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be that cold.
Oh, it's cold.
Ah, man, I got in my car and...
78 in here.
Yeah, I know. Feels pretty good.
Yeah, it's cold outside, though.
Man, you still got your coat on.
I know. My hands are... My hands are shot.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left.
So what'd you talk about?
Well, I talked about Trump's Board of Peace.
Oh.
I talked.
He asked me to be a part of that. I bet you didn't know that.
You know, I did not know that.
Yes, I was asked to be a part of it.
That's good. I think that's.
Looking forward to it.
You would have done well.
I think it's going to be. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, well, you're joining.
I think so.
Oh,
I
think so. That's good.
Checks in the mail.
I think you and Jared Kushner are gonna carry that thing right along.
He seems like a likable fellow.
Oh yeah, sure.
I like a good trillionaire.
Nothing like trillionaires making peace with the world.
Who would you rather socialize with?
I don't know, trillion...
Than the Trumps.
Well, yeah, I mean...
They seem like they know how to have a party.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm pretty sure Trump was big on those parties.
Oh, I think it'll be exciting. Board of Peace.
I don't think they've done anything, though. I think they're just kind of there. Also, I was looking into it, and apparently Trump has, like, an absurd amount of power in the Board of Peace.
Forever.
Yeah.
In perpetuity.
Lifelong. Yeah. He gets to choose his own successor, and he gets sole power to invite people. And
now, what if you die, though, before you choose your successor?
Oh, that's a good question.
I might have to buddy-buddy up to him. Maybe I'll be the successor.
I think that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, welcome to the Board of Peace.
I just don't quite understand what he's got going on with that whole thing. Nothing's quite happened, but, you know.
You understand anything going on in the world right now?
No. Whew. Not quite.
Are we attacking Venezuela, Iceland, Greenland? Which is it?
Well, we have about 9 seconds left, so I guess we can talk about that.
We'll figure it out in the
next
break.
Hour.
There you go.
Join us after the short break. Thank you.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla...
And so I don't know that's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes. I say, no, that's Marlo Thomas. I said, Marlo has the money, and Marla is after it.
When is it, do you regret not getting as many award Emmys, things like that? Does that ever factor in?
No, because I say the work is its own reward. You can't decide who's going to give you an award, but if you're doing the work, as long as you're appreciated for the work, I think that's the best. The awards are nice. I mean, it'd be nice if I got one, but I was up 4 times, so I was a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Marla, when you get a role